Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir on the topic of building of the Mishkan. We've been discussing Chochmas HaLev. This is the fourth shir B'Siyata D'Shemaya. We spoke about how Chochmas HaLev is something that's given from above. It's a special gift from Shemayim. And again, this is the fourth shir, so we already spoke about a lot of different things. We explained many, many Pesukim B'Siyata D'Shemaya. And now we will continue further. In the previous year, we also answered the Kash of the Chalkas Yoyob, which is super, super Shmak. And now we're going to see the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Kisisa, in Pasuk Dalet, writes, Yisrael Epruchim Avoid Eschomer Levenim Lo Lamdu Melechas Kesef Bezav, the Jewish people who were involved in, engaged in slave labor, did not learn about how to be artisan, how to be craftsmen. How do they know how to be craftsmen? I'm saying they just did some Melechas Kesef Bezav. Blarosim klav upelashim said Bahamadim Gadol. Avki belomdim lufnechum lam tabaki bchom nyos yodim regilim bam voyadam. Tamid betit forevish lechulasis bamanum stack of yofa. And a marshem lamosha rea pelazevi adaki umileosa ruchel kim ladas lasis. So it's a wonder how even people who go to art school, even people who study still, to know so many, how to make so many different things. It's almost impossible. And yet, that's what Hashem said to Moshe. Look at the Bezalel, I filled him with the Spirit of God. He knows how to do things. And that's also the Ramban in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ivo kol ish sher nesa libo. Gabe melechas ha-mishkan o mishum, says the Ramban, mishum shoya b'em shalamet kol esa melechas, mishyam b'em yadav klal, avamat b'tifash yed alasas ken vigbo libo darke Hashem lovo lefne Moshe le'mor lo, ani esa kol asher na adayni dover. So, who's going to teach them? It's very difficult to be a craftsman, to be an artist, an artisan. So the answer is Vayigbo libo b'darkei Hashem, that they were able to elevate their hearts and believe in themselves. And then they found that they were able to do it. So Mipashas Lashon of the Rambam is mashma that they didn't know how to do it, but they had Nesias Halev. They elevated their hearts. Revol Kol Hashem Asol Liba. Lohayim Behem Shalom Asam Malacha. They didn't learn the malachas. Avol Matzav B'Tibol Asis Kain Halva Yigbo Liba B'Darkei Hashem. They elevated their hearts in the Derech of Hashem, and they were able to do it. Because we have these hidden kochos we don't know about. We can say that if you have regular das that we've been speaking about in the shiurim, it would taka be impossible, the das of the intellect. But if God, if you have chacham lev, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you this special gift of chachma, spirit of chachma, then you're able to do it. Because it's something beyond, something supernatural that God placed within them. That's a, you know, chachma slave. That's what it says in Pasuk Chav Lamed Aleph, L'Horos Nasim B'Li B'Huv Aliyav. So what the Pasuk is saying is that the Chachmas HaLev, there's something else. That the Lev that's filled with Chachma can teach others as well. Even if other people are not Chachmei Lev. They're able to teach others. V'Yidei Zeh Tehei Chochmat HaLev Hazu Shenel Madam Mechachmei Lev Gam Etzel Acherim. Even though the other people aren't on the same level of Chachma, that's what it says in Mishlei 16:22. Lev Chacham Yaskil Pio Basfas of Yosef Lekach. That if a person has a Lev Chacham Yaskil Pio, then his mouth is wise. So he's a Lev Chacham, he has this special Haskalah, this special wisdom to express with his mouth and to teach his Chachmas HaLev. Shalidei Zehav Lev Basfas of Yosef Lekach. Even though his lips are natural utensils, that are shaykh l'chayra rak l'abiyah, Das v'chachmativis, and not chachmas haleiv, which is beyond his natural kochos. Nevertheless, a chacham leiv can be mosif. Ali belibo alegam besfasav. Even with his lips, he can convey this knowledge to others. And that's laharos nasan belibam. He put in their heart to teach others. And according to this, it would appear that the inyan chacham leiv that we've been speaking about is something very rare. The only mashal the Chazal found for a chacham leiv we saw was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a rarity. And only Bezalel and Eliyahu hayu b'motam chachmei leiv. Because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them das, chachma v'svuna. Shal yedei otam chachmei leiv, they also were able to be laharis nasan b'libam, and they were able to teach others. Even someone who's not a chacham leiv. But that's only if the person was noisei libo. In other words, he elevated his heart above his madrega, normal madrega. She'ena b'dargo shel chacham leiv. V'mikol mokoim achshav v'klapei maise ze zeu ritzono ha'yachid v'tshukato. Af l'pi she'eno b'gedel shel chachmei leiv shu matzav t'midi l'dvar Hashem. So normally it's not as madrega, but now it is. Klapei maise ze vis-a-vis this maise of building the Mishkan, that's his only ratzon, that's his only tshuka. Even though he doesn't have the status of Chachmei Lev, which is constant. And with these people, they could have Chachmei Lev that Bezalel and Eliyahu taught them. And these are the Chachmei Lev that are mentioned by Asiyas HaMishkan. In other words, not a constant matziv, but something that they are able to have at this moment, at this time. Through the Lahoros, Nasa, and Belibam of Bezalel and Eliyahu, who were able to teach them. That's what it says in Pasuk Beis. Vayiko Moshe b'tzal v'yal v'kol ish chacham leiv v'sher nasa l'shem chacham ablibo kol ish yonaso libo likar v'lam lach al ases seysa. V'haynu shemifaresh ha-pasuk that the chachmei leiv, that it says Vayikra Moshe b'tzal v'el aliyav v'el kol ish chacham leiv. These are the people who are no se libo. That's why it doesn't say v'kol. It's not somebody else. It's those same people we spoke about in the first year. This diuk. It doesn't say v'kol. Tis kol asher neso libo. The same people, the chacham leiv, the people who the hearts were elevated. The karval malacha, to do the malacha, because even though b'muhusim they weren't chachmei leiv, in their essence they weren't chachmei leiv like Bezalel and Eliyahu, nevertheless they had chachmas leiv because their heart elevated them. Kanal shebachai gav nechala b'em hora shel horot natan b'libam shel Bezalel b'Eliyahu v'alitanam chachmet leiv, chachmat leiv. So mitzad echad, the binyan ha-mishkan is totally with Bezalel and Eliyahu. Like we are medayik in a different shir. On mitzad sheni, it was ayde kol chachmei leiv. We have some psukim that it's Bezalel and Eliyahu, and then we have other psukim that it's ayde chachmei leiv. Who is it? So the makor of chachma was taka Bezalel and Eliyahu, so you can attribute it only to them. On the other hand, Lamaisa, other people got involved as well. So you can say that the Pasuk is correct when it says that Bezalel and Eliyahu built a Mishkan. And the Pasuk was also correct when it says that the Chachmei Lev built a Mishkan. Because the source of their Chachmas HaLev was Bezalel and Eliyahu. Now we can explain Pasuk Aleph, Asa Bezalel and Eliyahu, Kol Ish Chacham Lev. Asher nasan Hashem chachma usvuna behem al adas lasas kom lechas avoydis hakodesh chol asher tziva Hashem. And Bezalel and Eliyahu and every chacham leiv did what God gave them the wisdom to do, this avoydis hakodesh. So what was said in this pasuk is that the inyan b'chachmei leiv b'avoydis hamishkan lo ya rak mishum sherak lahem haita ta yicholet livnoto el shem levad ze yishno inyan atzmi b'vniyat hamishkan b'beit Hashem shlo yibanel al yedei mishu chacham leiv. So it's not only that they could only build it if they have Chochmas HaLev. You needed Chochmas HaLev to build a Mishkan. It couldn't be done otherwise. And in order to have the capacity to build a Mishkan, you need Chochmas HaLev. But besides that, there's an Inyan Atzmi, there's an independent value in the building of a Mishkan that it shall only be built by Chachmei Lev. That a his whole tshuka is for Hashem and for his chachma. V'ra gavr kezehu aroi levnot bayit l'Hashem. V'yomnam gam mi sherak nisa'o libo l'karva l'malacha, chal bo l'gabe ha'malacha, shem shel chacham lev. Only somebody whose heart elevated him to bring him close to the malacha, he has a shame of a chacham lev. Because his only ratzon is tshukas to build a bayis l'Hashem. And that's what it says over here. That in addition to what we have in Pesukim Lamed to Lamed Hey, that the ability was given to Bezalel and Aliyah to build a Mishkan, because they're people who were filled with this Chachmas Halev. And this is not only a Maila that's needed for the Etzim, for the Ezehechetimtze to build it, but the Etzim HaSiyah, the Mishkan, has to be built by Chachmas Halev. So in Pesukim Lamed to Lamed Hey, Perek Lamed Hey, talks about the Chachmas Halev of Bezalel and Aliyah, and L'horos Nasan Belibo. And then here in the beginning of Pasuk Lamed Vav, we had asked, what do they do? It says Va'asa Bezalel v'Aliyah v'kol ish chacham lev. What do they do? The Pasuk doesn't tell us. So the answer is that you don't have to say what they did, because this is a continuation of what it says earlier. So earlier on, you could say that it's just Hechetimtzi. It's just a means. The only way you can do it is if you're a Chachmei Lev. How is he going to be able to build a Mishkan? How do you know all these Chachmas? And this Pasuk is saying, V'asa, the Etzem HaAsiyah, not just as a Hechetimtzi. See, here we're adding that there's an inyan atzmi, there's an inherent value in being a chacham lev in order to build a mishkan. The mishkan has to be built by those whose only desire is to have this chachmas halev, to be filled with the spirit of God. So first we have Lamed to Lamed Hey talking about Bezalel and Aliyah, how they have Chachmas Halev. And then Vayter, it says in the next Pasuk, in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Ve'asa, not only Bezalel and Aliyah, but everybody. So what do they do? The answer is, doesn't matter. What matters is not only, as we learned in the previous Perek, is it a Hechetimtzi? In order to be able to build a Mishkan, you need a Chachmas Halev. That we already know. But it's an inyan atzmi. The etzem ha'asiya has to be with chachmas halev. God only wants it to be built by people whose only tshuka is to build a mishkan. Is to be filled with the spirit of God to be able to build a mishkan. So that's how this pasuk, even though it's not telling us what they did, but it doesn't matter what they did. Matters is the Etzem Asiyas HaMishkan has to be done with Chachmas Halev. Not only is it Hechetimtzi, but that's what makes the Mishkan special. That it was built with this Chachmas Halev. We also understand why it says Lashon Avar. What do you mean Lashon Avar? They hadn't done it yet, as we asked. So the answer is, based on what we said, and it's referring to the previous psukim. And that it says in the previous psukim is not only klape amalacha, like gam klape agavra oise. Kevan sha psukim, she kaple hemet yaches oto pasuk ne'amu la'el, tainu be'avar ne'mar kan ha'dvar b'lashon avar, she ha'et yachasutu l'ma she'nechtav be'avar. So we're referring to the earlier psukim. That in the earlier psukim it says that you have to have a chachmas halev in order to build a mishkan, and referring to that, it's saying here also, v'asa, not only that, but referring back to what I said earlier, that they needed Chachmas Halev to build a Mishkan, there's also an Inyan Atzmi in having Chachmas Halev. It's just not just that you have the capacity, it's a means to build a Mishkan, but there's an essential value, an intrinsic value in the Mishkan being built by Chachmas Halev and Lashon Avar, because it's referring to the earlier Psukim. So that's why it's Lashon Avar, because it's referring to what it says earlier, that you need Chachmas Halev to build a Mishkan. And again, it's telling us here, not only as a means to build a Mishkan, because otherwise how are you going to be able to do it? But it's part and parcel of the Kedusha of the Mishkan, it's because it was built with Chachmas Halev. V'lachein katuv b'lashon yachid, shuvayetam v'asa, why not v'asa t'vasu? It's referring to B'tzal and Aliyah. It's referring to B'tzal and Aliyah, Vasa B'tzal v'Aliyah, v'kol ish chacham lev. Shenasen Hashem chacham usvuna behema. If I can wax Hasidic for a moment, I'll say pshat that the remez in the pasuk is Shenasen Hashem chacham usvuna behema. Behema means in them, but it also is behema. That we're just a behema, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us chacham and tvuna. We say every morning, Pokeach Ivrim. That means that the Brirat Mechdal, the default position, that we can't see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special gift we can see. So the default position is that we're animals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us special Chachma. I go back to what we're saying over here. So why is it Lashon Yachid? They're talking about numerous people. And the answer is, Shara'ita mitzvah to say levnot mishkan amutel l'chora kol echad v'chad miYisrael. The mitzvah is to build a mishkan that's incumbent upon every individual Jew. Or at least, at the very least, it's part of chelek me'atzibur. If it's a mitzvah tzibur, you have to be part of the tzibur. But every individual has this responsibility. And this it says that the tzibur for this asiyah was only chal al yedei b'tzal v'chol ish chacham lev bilvad. Basher rakem hukshiru, in other words, it's on every individual, but only individual who had chachmas halev. Only they're able to do this. So the tzibur is klapei the yechidim. Every individual has chachmas halev, therefore it's said b'lashon yachid. This would appear to be Pshat in the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Memches, what it says by Betzalel, by Amalei Osa Ruach Eloikim, Velozi Bilvado Kol Mishin Esasek Melechus HaMishkan Nasa Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chachma Bina V'Das, Shenem Riyasu Kol Chachma Elei, Velo Bnei Adam Elofi Behem V'Chaya, Shenem Ra Chachma V'Suna Behema, exactly the diuk we made before, Behema Ksiv, Shenem Chachma D'Adam Ba Behema, So the Ifas Toyar explains that what's the behema? People who are empty like behemas. Even if they don't have das, if they were misnadev to do malacha for the Mishkan, they were given chachma. So to call a person a behema is a little bit difficult. But we're not talking about the people themselves, we're talking about their hearts. Their hearts who follow after Olam Hazeh like a behema, they don't have chachma. But nevertheless, if their heart was elevated, they were zochet to this chachma. And the only one who was misparsing was Bezalel, because it came through him. He was Laharis Nasan. He was the one filled with chachma, therefore was tellering him. But even if a person was normally nimshach achar elam hazeh like a behema, so he was still zochet to this wisdom, to this Chachmat HaLev. So we still have one more shtickle to explain. because we have a lot more to explain in the parasha. It's just amazing. Amazing. So please stay tuned. And we're going to see him in the flow, more in the flow, Smitara Hashem, Bli Neder. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.